Hey guys, back on True Threats Radio. Got our guest, Dr. Adrian Krieg on. So, you know, I'm assuming that the FBI conducted this raid because they're afraid of false currencies being advocated, right?
Actually, I don't think so.
What was their stated reason?
Well, their stated reason was they claim, or that this FBI agent in his complaint, based on a complaint of Mr. May, who happens to be head of the U.S. Mint, their claim is that NorFed purposely tried and attempted to mislead people into believing that their produced coins, or whatever you call them, were actually federally issued and were legal tender in the United States.
Okay? Well, it still brings me to my point. When are they going to raid the Federal Reserve for that very reason?
Well, of course, the first thing is,
I mean, they're so concerned about fraudulent currency.
Neither NorFed or Mr. von Nothaus ever made such a claim. Nobody ever made such a claim.
Of course.
It's a complete fabrication. But what's really interesting, and I think what's behind this whole raid is...
But are you implying that Mr. Ashcroft lied to us when he said the FBI has an unbroken record of...
You betcha. That was true until Hoover was removed, and after Hoover was gone, the FBI went down the
drain. Oh, no wonder they call Internet talk radio propaganda.
Well, anyway...
Man.
I think that the reason for this is really quite different. Von Nothaus is a strong supporter of Ron Paul.
There we go.
And Ron Paul has been talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve System. And Mr. Von Nothaus has been talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve System. And in order to help Ron Paul without his acquiescence or anything else, von Nothaus and NorFed decided to make a Liberty dollar out of copper with a likeness of Ron Paul on one side. They had advance orders for 2 tons of these Liberty dollars with Ron Paul's picture on it. And the raid of NorFed took place the week that these copper coins were delivered to NorFed for shipment to customers. In other words, they had back orders for 2 tons of these coins. Okay? And I believe very firmly that that is the reason that they raided NorFed. But what's worse than that is NorFed had issued, you know, silver coins. But they also issued a paper warehouse certificate for coins that they had in storage. In other words, what you could do, you could go to NorFed and say, I want a $20 bill. And they would say, okay, here's a $20 warehouse receipt. For 2 Liberty dollars, or for 1 Liberty dollars, whatever the case may be. And so these coins that were warehoused, and the bullion that was warehoused at Liberty Dollar wasn't their property, it was the property of the people who had bought these paper certificates. The government confiscated all of that. In other words, what they did is they stole the property of the people who had the certificates.
Unbelievable. Aren't you glad for the FBI ever since those days when Admiral J. Edgar Hoover ran the Bureau? Oh,
that's
right. It's just been such a bastion of freedom and justice and the American way. And they're still continuing in that tradition today. We'll be right back, folks.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Okay, guys. Back on Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today by Dr. Adrian Krieg. Now we're talking about the wonderful FBI and this fraudulent raid on the Liberty Dollar. So, yeah, you were talking about, you were going to go into that.
The affidavit, I just looked it up, the affidavit issued under the auspices of Andrew F. Oh boy, how do you say this? Romagnulolo states the following. NORFED's goal is to undermine the United States government's financial system in the issuance of non-governmental competing currencies. Now, that is so damn ridiculous. This is a country that has a national
debt. How can you undermine a fraudulent currency in the first place?
Well, not only that, Charles, it gets better. How can you – the total – absolute amount of money that NORFED has been involved with is $20 million, okay? The federal government has a national debt of about $54 trillion, a recognized national debt of $9.7 trillion, and has an operating budget of about $2.4, $2.5 trillion a year. $20 million wouldn't even register if you put it next to that number. You know, so how can they possibly be disrupting? I mean, the North Koreans print more phony $100 bills than that. You know, it's just absolutely stupid. But I tell you that the thing that's very, very frightening is the last part of the last paragraph in the statement by this FBI agent. What he requests of the court is for the court to issue him, under various provisions of federal statutes, John Doe warrants to him for executing nationally on any person or persons who have had anything to do with NorFed or with Liberty Dollars. In other words, if you have a Liberty Dollar in your house, this SOB wants a document from the court allowing him to search and seizure your property because you have a 1 ounce silver coin in your house.
Yeah,
I mean, this is beyond, absolutely beyond belief. You know, I
didn't
know
they took it to that limit. Again, I'm not surprised. Nothing's surprising me anymore.
I don't know if the court gave him this authority, which he requested. I certainly hope not, because it would be a fishing expedition. He could put literally millions of American people on the street and steal all their property. You know, and I mean, this is what they've done with NorFed. They even got Von Nothaus's car. They got everything. They executed warrants in Ohio, Illinois, Idaho, Florida, I mean, all over the country. And they literally stole every single thing this company has and converted it to the government. You know,
heaven forbid, should they have one of those silver coins and falafel in their refrigerator. They're really going up the creek.
Oh, then it'd be really serious. But, you know, I tell you,
an Iranian terrorist with illegal contraband coins made of real precious metals. Oh, good heavens, what's this world coming to?
Well, you know, of course, the interesting thing is, and why I say that they went after the NorFed because of the Ron Paul dollars is because there are literally hundreds of companies making numismatic coins, including the federal government. I mean, and they're all selling them here in the United States. There's companies, Panamanian companies, German companies, French companies, Japanese, Chinese companies, all selling numismatic coins in this country. You know?
Did you hear the FBI is going after vegans, though? At least finally they're doing something about the rights of carrots. You know, these vegans for decades on end now have been mercilessly slaughtering carrots by the millions and consuming them. Hideous. The FBI is going after them, and I'm just so glad for it. You know, it's high time our tax dollars get put to good use.
There you go. There you go.
These monkeys are unbelievable. You know, I often say there's still honest people in the FBI, the CIA, but man, they're in a shrinking number, ever shrinking number.
But you know, I tell you, I had a very interesting occurrence take place about 15 years ago. I used to belong to a gym. It was some over 20 years ago. I used to belong to a gym in Connecticut. And, you know, when you work out in a gym, generally after a while you pretty well know everybody who works out in there. And so a new member joined, and everybody, I guess, got along with him more or less, and he worked out there. And then they found out that he worked for the Internal Revenue Service. Well, I got to tell you, he was a persona non grata in a flash. Nobody would talk to him. People would make snide remarks at him. And he eventually quit the gym. You know, it does remind me of the old biblical thing with the tax collector. You know, tax collectors are not popular. The greatest applause in the debate yesterday, actually, there were two instances. I think it was Huckabee who said he would abolish the IRS, and everybody in the place cheered. I mean, they thought that was the greatest thing they'd ever heard. Of course, Ron Paul has been saying that for 20 years, you know. And the other one was when some guy asked about the space program. I thought this was hilarious. And one of the guys, I don't remember which candidate, suggested that perhaps if Hillary would volunteer to be an astronaut to go to Mars, she should be the first person to be sent.
So, well, we usually do send monkeys there first, you know, to test the
right. Show.
Hey, we got a caller, actually. John from Texas. Welcome to the show, John.
Yeah, I got a question.
Sure.
With having Ron Paul out there, which I think is great, I'm just sort of skeptical because of the fact that none of these New World Order people let people rise and talk that much and be against their system like they're letting Ron Paul right now. I'm just sort of wondering why are they letting him continue to put his views out there? Because, of course, people are listening. I'm active duty military, and a lot of people are listening, even in the active ranks right now. So I'm sort of wondering why they're letting him keep talking about this, about them, and how to make the United States back to the Constitution.
Well, I think John, the answer to that is very simple. Ron Paul hasn't got a ghost chance in hell of getting the Republican nomination because the Republican nomination is rigged, just as is the Democrat one. Kucinich hasn't got a ghost chance in hell of getting the Democrat thing either. I think they're kept on as window dressing to try to tell people, look, we are actually Democratic and, you know, we are allowing
to maintain the illusion of a choice. But in the meantime, they deny that the NAU even exists. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know. No, I think, John, I think very frankly I think they forced Ron Paul to make a declaration, actually, which was repeated last night in the debate, that he would not run on a third-party ticket. And as long as he doesn't run on a third-party ticket and they can keep him from running on the Republican ticket, what have they got to lose? They can just say, look how inclusive we are. Look what wonderful guys we are. I mean,
you know, they've never been so clumsy at their propaganda like they are right now. I mean, before it was a little harder to detect. You had to do some homework. Now, I mean, shame on anybody in this country that falls for this anymore. What's that?
It's just blatantly obvious.
It is. You know, it's right in your face.
Yeah. And I think it's a very sad state of affairs. You know, as I said before, I'm very dismayed with what's happening in our country. I'm very upset by it. I'm upset at the behavior of the various federal agencies. Homeland Security is a practical joke. We learned to some degree that a number of the Republican candidates also felt that Homeland Security was a disaster. I mean, it is. This guy Chertoff is a fool. There's no question about it. He's a fool. And if he wants to debate me on that issue, I'll be glad to demonstrate 1,000 different ways that he's a fool. He hasn't done anything. He has, he runs a discordant agency. All the people that work for Homeland Security hate it. The inclusion of putting the Coast Guard under Homeland Security in the Secret Service is stupid. It's just plain stupid. Putting a branch of the military under the directorship of a judge. Come on, give me a break, you know. So,
but come on, he issues terrorist alerts based on his gut feeling. You know, we used to have orange and red alerts, surprised now we don't have, ulcer alerts and heartburn alerts.
But we do have pink, yellow, green, red alerts.
Yeah, but I mean, since it's based on his gut feeling now, you know, how is Chertoff's gut?
Right.
Does he have heartburn or, you know?
We had a Pepsid alert.
Yeah, right. Hey, John from Texas, were you done?
Oh, I'm done. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. Short break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Dr. Adrian Krieg on as our guest, and we've got another caller. You know, this guy, I got to warn you, Dr. Krieg, this guy's extremely paranoid. He doesn't trust his government.
Oh, dear.
I tell you. What's this world coming to? A good friend of mine, Don Nikoloff in Ohio. How's it going, Don?
Hi, Charlie. Thanks for that compliment there.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say, if you get insulted by a neocon, that's the highest compliment you can get.
Oh, man.
So if they call you a traitor, then, boy, that means you're a true American. How's it going, man?
That's right. That's right. I'm shaking in my boot, too. I wanted to, first of all, if I may, make a couple of comments and preface that by saying I agree with Dr. Krieg's analysis of that broadcast last night. I did a radio show rather late, so I was forced to watch the videotape replay, which seemed to go nonstop all night long. And as I began watching from the beginning, it became immediately apparent to me that the whole event was staged, even the video. And I'd like to explain why quickly. None of the people who submitted these video seemed to own any furniture. It appeared like the video was taken in an empty apartment. One guy stood in a doorway, and you couldn't see any furniture in the room from which the camera was taking the picture, and the room on the other side of the doorway was also empty. In one case, the guy who posed the question actually put on a different shirt, combed his hair a different way, and they darkened the picture to make it look like it was his friend asking this probing question, and then they came back to the original questioner. It was just so phony looking, but you've looked at video on YouTube, and if you can at all watch any kind of film, I don't care how well it's produced, and watch it without any picture jitter or flickering or loss of audio quality, there seemed to be a consistency of the film that they use. And to have that consistency amongst the handful of videos that they picked out of the so-called 5,000 submissions from YouTube, again, is questionable that all of the camera angles or the camera quality, which seemed to be about a $5,000 camera that was taking the picture. You know, not broadcast quality, but certainly better than what you would pick up in your local electronics store. And then the issue of how the questions were posed to Ron Paul, they were set up. The first guy paraphrased his comments by saying, you know, with all these conspiracy theories that you're bringing forth, and as soon as you hear the word conspiracy theory, you know that's hatched from the media. That's hatched from the intelligence agencies, and that's the propaganda term that they use.
Mm-hmm.
The second question posed to him, which was asking, well, he handled it well by saying it was a difference in philosophy. He should have said flat out, and I would have loved to have heard him say that this is treason, but he did not. He carefully crafted his response and said, well, this is just a matter of a difference in policies. He stated that twice. Now, they gave Mike Huckabee two opportunities to use the phrase, we ought to do away with the IRS. We ought to disband the IRS, to steal the thunder from Ron Paul. So that was a concerted effort on behalf of the whole production to do that. That's not the mantra that Mike Huckabee has been quoting. In fact, that was done to usurp any of the attention garnered previously by Ron Paul for his appearance in Aaron Russo's film, America, Freedom to Fascism. Again, I see this whole event was an attack to try to undo all the damage that the Ron Paul campaign did to the Republican election campaign. Now, in addition, one more point I'd like to make, and then I await your comments, both of you. They staged the question which put Ron Paul in a position to have to stick to the Republican Party. In other words, he was asked, would you run as an independent? Are you telling us that you would not abandon the Republicans and become an independent candidate? And he stuck to his guns and said, I'm running as a Republican, and that's my intention. Now, that would be used later if he did run independently to call him a liar. And then they would use this very event as the event to paint him into that corner. Any comment?
You're absolutely right. I agree wholeheartedly. I think the entire thing was staged. There's also one other thing. I don't recall the point. My wife picked it up. One of the candidates preempted an answer by saying, we'll talk about that later, or we'll see about that later. In other words, he already knew what another question was going to be presented through the YouTube thing. I think that the candidates, certainly the lead four candidates, knew in advance every question that was going to be asked.
Yeah, I think that was Mitt Romney.
Yeah. You're right.
And they probably don't read them. They just have them briefed to them.
Yes.
I don't think they have the intelligence enough to read. Okay, folks. Yeah, Don, you want to hold on?
Sure.
Okay, stick with us. Be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today by Dr. Adrian Krieg. We've got Don Nikoloff calling in from Ohio. Quite the trio here today. And we're talking about our fondness for this wonderful administration and these wonderful rigged debates that we have. Oh, what a joke, man. You know, when Kerry and Bush were going at it, that wasn't too obvious too, huh? Bush actually looked over and he said, "Well, I guess he can't be too bad of a guy. After all, he did go to Yale." And he's looking over and Kerry gives him that pretty little smile. Oh, it's sickening.
Well,
you guys there?
Yeah. Yes, we sure are. It all sort of reminds me of something that's actually been in the works for a very, very long time, which is called the Presidential Debate Commission, which you know consists of three Republicans and three Democrats whose only job is to make absolutely certain that no third-party candidate ever gets into a debate, you know? We live in a world where our entire political specter, everything about it, is manipulated by the system. And as I said, you know, this book I wrote called Our Political Systems, in that book, if you read that, you will see how it's done. It's diabolical. It's basically very simple. They use the Hegelian dialectic, to boil every issue into two and only two different venues, which they shove into the far left and the far right, and then they propose their position, which is a centrist position because of the left and the right proposals, and that's what we wind up with, and that's what they wanted in the first place. So the whole system is a total farce until we get a viable third party or third and fourth party in this country. Nothing is going to change. I urge every person listening to this program, I don't care who you vote for, but don't vote for a Republican or a Democrat, unless Ron Paul's running. I mean, because you're going to get more of the same. That's all.
You know, I agree.
If you want to see synopsis and information on my books, you can go to A-to-Z-Publications.com. That's A, the number 2, and the letter Z like Zulu, publications.com. And you can find that, you know, and you can look at the various books, and if you want, you can order one. But you can also get them. I think Republic Radio also sells my books. So if you go to the Republic Radio site, you can. I think they have a store site. You can probably find my books in there, too.
I agree with your comment, Dr. Krieg, and I would like to add to it that, you know, beyond the even the questions that were or were not posed to Ron Paul, there was quite a bit of staging. There was one character that held up a Bible right up to the camera.
Oh,
And asked,
let's exploit
what
that one.
I mean, it was obvious that they were just shoving it in our face as if, you know, they're supposed to swear their allegiance to the Bible. And Mitt Romney was posed this question, and then they allowed Mike Huckabee to interject some pleasantries about he could clarify the meaning of the word. They even mocked Jesus in this.
Well, you know, you have to understand something. First of all, this debate was held in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's significant.
Now, St. Petersburg isn't a hotbed of Christian right, but in general, the southern part of the United States is predominantly Southern Baptist, and unfortunately, many of these Southern Baptists are really pretty brain dead people. You know, I don't want to disparage my neighbors, but there are an awful lot of Southern Baptists who would vote Republican if Adolf Hitler was on the ticket. You know, I mean, they don't think. You know, they basically have reached a conclusion that Democrats are evil. And that Republicans are wonderful. And if they had any sense at all, they'd realize that there isn't a damn bit of difference. George Wallace said it best. He said there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the two parties.
Even mainstream media people are getting fed up with it.
Yeah,
some of
them. My father had a great line. We had come here from Switzerland in 1952. And so frequently we would have visitors from Europe visiting us. And sometimes they would say to him, Victor, I don't understand American politics. First of all, they only have two political parties. Why aren't there more parties? Why is there no divergence of opinion? And what do these two parties stand for? And my father would say, you see, it's very simple. The two American political parties are just like two football teams. If you take away their jerseys, you can't tell them apart. And that's exactly the way it is. You know, it doesn't make any difference if you vote for a Republican or a Democrat. In the end, you're going to wind up with the same damn thing.
And again, you know, it's been like this for a long time, but now it's gotten so bad, it's so obvious, you can't miss it. Shame on any Americans. How can you possibly look at this and think there's any legitimacy to it, take any interest in it, other than maybe to get a laugh? But, you know, come on. any candidate that is embraced by mainstream media and given attention to, well, the very ones you need to focus off of, they're not going to work for your interest. That's just a fact. That's how it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and they use the events to promote the war on terror ad nauseum, too. That was very evident. And they use that, they use John McCain as the means through which to perpetrate that whole argument, you know, throughout the whole event. They kept raising terrorism and, you know.
The only thing John McCain said in the entire debate that made any sense was when he said that that the torture was not a viable product, you know, not a viable thing to do for America, and he's absolutely right in that. Everything else he said was a waste of time. I mean, it was just silly, and he would just talk and talk and talk. Him and Giuliani, for crying out loud, every time you hear him, all he tells you is about what a wonderful job he did in New York City. Being the mayor of a city is not running a country, you know. It's like Hillary's ridiculous statements of all her experience. What experience? Being married to the president? You know, I mean, that's no experience. That's silliness.
Oh, yeah. What's your opinion about the question asked when they challenged the candidates on the issue of who was going to run against Hillary? In other words, who could defeat Hillary, as if Hillary has already won?
Well, you know, I think that you know, this is all media hype and garbage. You know, I thought for a long time that Hillary would be the candidate, but when I really looked at this very carefully, she has such incredible negatives. And there are so many people, and I think probably over 50% of the population, who would simply not vote for her under any circumstances, that I don't think she can win against a fairly moderate and reasonable opponent.
So who do you think Diebold's going to vote for next year?
I tell you, I don't know. I have to say that with the exception of Ron Paul and Mr. Kucinich, both of which I could live with, the rest of the entire field of candidates is pathetic. They're absolutely pathetic. Giuliani, yeah. All he talks about is
the Butt Kissers Brigade.
Yeah, 9/11 and what a wonderful job he did. He did such a wonderful job that every fireman and policeman in the city of New York hates his guts. You know,
it's true.
We have Osama Banana, who should go back to his professorship and teach some more law or whatever he was doing. Hillary Clinton, who should return to being the wife of the ex-president and shut up. They're all pathetic. There's not a leader in the group. There's the only two people that at least appear to have any qualities of leadership, I'd have to say, that we saw last night was possibly Mitt Romney. He does appear, you know, he's composed, and while I don't agree with him and I wouldn't vote for him, but I mean, he does seem to have a modicum of common sense. And the best guy on the platform all night long was the governor of Florida, you know, and
Jeb's
the
successor,
rest of them, huh?
Jeb's successor.
Yeah, well, you know, he wasn't, you know, he's a very popular governor. He doesn't do a bad job. He tries very hard to be sort of a populist type of leader. He seems to have the people's interest at heart, and the people like that, you know. I don't know, you know. Jeb wasn't bad. His brother's an idiot, but what can you do? You know, They can't all be right in the same
being
family.
Being a Bush, I think we can count on him.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I didn't agree.
You know, he's going to run in either 2012 or 16.
I would think so. I have a feeling that the Republicans are going to pick Crist to be the vice presidential guy, because he would certainly carry Florida. And Florida is, what is it, the second or third largest voter base in the country. So they're apt to pick somebody from either California, Florida, or Texas, because those are the three largest voter bases. I don't think that'll put them over the top. I don't know. You know, Americans sometimes really confuse me, and they confuse me very badly. I read things in various newspapers. I read a thing that a guy, he was going to vote for Mitt Romney because he was a Mormon. And I read articles, people, they're going to vote for somebody because they're black. And people, a lot of women, are going to vote for somebody because she's a woman. If you base your decision on who to vote for, on gender or race or religion, you're a jackass. And that's all I can say about you. You're an absolute jackass. There are hundreds, literally hundreds, of really important issues facing this country. And if you base your decision on who to vote for on a platform as narrow as gender or race, or you're an idiot. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, you brought up a good point there. It seems to me that every election, they talk about abortion, health care, education, crime, the economy, more recently terrorism, and yet nothing's ever done to fix these issues.
Well, you know, even if they addressed real important issues, and, you know, those are basically sideline issues compared to the things that are going on, even if they really addressed issues, Americans don't even go for that. They go by labels. You know, do they look good? Yes. Do they profess to be this? Do they profess to be that? It doesn't matter what they really are in word and deed. Just as long as it looks good in the debates and they claim to be this or that, they rally behind them. That's all there is to it.
Look at the endorsement of Pat Robertson of Giuliani. I mean, that absolutely blew my socks off. Giuliani institutionalized abortions in New York City. The city even paid for abortions if you couldn't afford them. And here is a guy who professes to be from the Christian right, and he endorses this guy who's been, what, divorced four times? And is the... I just don't get it.
And is a drag queen.
Exactly.
Say it like it is.
You're right. I mean, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Well, Hillary wears army boots herself, so what's the difference?
If you had ankles like that, you'd wear army boots too.
Last night there was a very subliminal prop used out of the few props. They put up a Confederate flag, and they had this guy question whether or not they were going to honor, you know, the validity of the Confederate flag. Some nonsensical question, really. And there was a banner which appeared, at first when I saw it, I thought it was the Ohio state flag, which looks very similar to that. But then as I thought about it more, it was a sort of half-cocked view of what would have been the Lone Star banner hanging next to it.
No, actually, I believe it was the battle flag of the state of Florida.
Oh, really?
During the War of Northern Aggression.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I think
you're quite right. That was a put up job. There's absolutely no question about it, because if the guy had you have to understand, I live in the Deep South, and the battle flag, or the stars and bars flag, which isn't really the battle flag, but the stars and bars flag, has become a symbol to blacks of the oppression of the Confederacy, which is absolutely untrue.
Mm-hmm.
There are a great many organizations in the South, Confederate Veterans Associations, there's a Women's Association, there's a lot of associations, and none of these people want to say anything bad about blacks or do anything bad about blacks. They're honoring their ancestors who died in a very terrible war. And that's what it's about. And to use that thing as an issue to try to bring enmity between the races, I thought was really dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel. Okay, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with, wow, one more segment. The show's flying. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we're now in our last segment here. I can't believe how fast the time flies, but been having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Adrian Krieg, and we've got Don with us in Ohio on the line. Almost like a two-guest extravaganza today. But, are you guys actually going to even vote? I'm still debating if I'm going to even bother. You know, the first time I ever registered was last election. I never voted before, and it's not because I wanted anyone in. I just wanted Bush out. I wasn't fond of Kerry by any means. But, it just doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Well, you know, I do have a very strong opinion on that. I vote in all federal elections, and I always vote for third-party candidates, and I don't frankly care if the guy's a communist. I think that the only way things are going to change is if the percentage of people voting for third-party candidates begins to approach 15, 18, maybe 20%, then things will start to change. Until that happens, you are not going to see any change because we don't have political parties. We have a political system. Look, 87% of the candidates running for re-election or the incumbents are re-elected because the system is rigged. Until we get a strong enough third-party candidacy in both local, state, and federal issues, the system is not going to change. It's going to remain the same. And any vote that anybody gives to any Republican or any Democrat running for any office is a wasted vote. It's a big mistake.
It is. It really is.
I'm in agreement, and I might add that we may not even see another election, depending on what...
Well, yeah, that's another factor, too.
What kind of false flag event they want to perpetrate to enforce martial law and
Well, you know, I don't know what form it's going to form, but I think it's going to involve falafel patties.
If you read the various executive orders that have been issued since the beginning of the Clinton administration until now, which is a pretty substantial volume of executive orders, and you look at the structure of FEMA, you can realize that the president, with a stroke of a pen, can actually dismiss governors, fire senators, get rid of congressmen, and put one of his federal stooges in charge of running a state. I mean, he actually has the authority, according to executive orders, to do that. Now, they're not constitutional. We all know that. But if the judiciary or the supreme idiots of this country refuse to do anything about it, we're in the same boat as the Pakistanis are with Musharraf. You know, essentially, according to his own executive orders, or the executive orders issued in the last 10 years, the president can even take over industries, business, highways, everything. Everything in the country, with a stroke of a pen.
We're in a big mess.
Well, the Supreme Court has refused in issue after issue. We had the NAFTA issue in the Birmingham Appellate Court. The Supreme Court refused
to hear
the case.
Hate to cut you off, but we ran out of time here. But hey, thanks for coming on. Thanks, Don, for the call.
Thanks
for all the callers. And I'm off to have a falafel wrap. I don't know about you guys, but hey, folks, have a great day. I'm going to go off on my rant again tomorrow, finish up where I left off last week. We'll see you then. Take care. Have a great day.
With recent internet.